Montana's House of Representatives canceled its floor session today in an ongoing conflict over comments by a transgender lawmaker. Yesterday, House leaders summoned police to clear noisy protesters from the chamber. Montana Public Radio's Shaylee Rager reports.
The conflict started last Tuesday when Democratic Representative Zoe Zephyr spoke in opposition to a bill that would ban gender-affirming care for transgender minors. She alluded to studies that show high rates of suicidality among youth who experience gender dysphoria without treatment.
If you vote yes on this bill and yes on these amendments, I hope the next time there's an invocation, when you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands.
Immediately afterward, House Majority Leader Sue Vinton and the Republican caucus stood in protest.
That is entirely inappropriate, disrespectful, and uncalled for. We can debate matters civilly and with respect for each other. Thank you.
2 days after that exchange, Zephyr attempted to speak on another bill, but Speaker Regeer refused to recognize her. Democrats objected, but Regeer said it's within his power to choose who he calls on during debate and that it's his responsibility to maintain decorum.
No representative is above our House rules. Our House rules apply to all. 100 representatives will take this to the board.
Most Republican lawmakers agreed and twice last week voted to uphold the block on Zephyr's speech. She's not been allowed to speak on any bills since. On Monday, more than 150 of Zephyr's supporters rallied to support her on the Capitol steps.
Let her speak! Let her speak!
Then, protesters came inside and filled the House gallery. When Zephyr tried to speak and was again blocked, they began chanting, "Let her speak!" House Speaker Matt Regeer called on the chamber's sergeant-at-arms to clear the public gallery where the demonstrators stood. Police began asking them to leave. When they refused, about a dozen law enforcement in riot gear began forcibly removing them. 7 protesters were arrested for criminal trespassing. As they waited outside of the Capitol building in handcuffs to be taken for booking, Zephyr spoke to reporters.
I felt pride in them because when they stood up, they are standing on behalf of democracy. They are standing to make sure that their electeds get heard, that the causes they care about don't get silenced.
This morning, Speaker Regeer canceled the House floor session for the day. Speaking to the media, Regeer did not say why or take questions. He disputed the characterization of Zephyr being silenced, saying she has the option to apologize and again be recognized on the floor.
The choice to not follow House rules is one that Representative Zephyr has made. The only person silencing Representative Zephyr is Representative Zephyr.
Democratic leaders disagree Zephyr broke the rules against using accusatory language on the floor and say the speaker doesn't have the right to block her speech indefinitely, but they don't have the power to overrule the speaker. The situation is what drew about 100 protesters to fill the House gallery yesterday. They contend their protest was nonviolent, but Speaker Regeer called it a riot and said it was a dark day in the State House. Democrat Kim Abbott is House Minority Leader.
Protests like that are part of this process, and absolutely people have the right to come in and peacefully protest, and that's what they did.
Even though work in the House is paused, they're still under a tight deadline. Montana's Constitution says the session must adjourn in 8 days, and they've yet to finish piecing together a budget, typically their most important task. Republican leaders could call for a vote to formally censure Representative Zephyr, but have not done so. For NPR News, I'm Shaylee Rager in Helena, Montana.